right, what is up, ladies and gentlemen? Ooh, got some artifact there of the previous show. Great. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am quite late. It was raining. I was not expecting it to be raining. Oh, is this one of your phones? This blue one here? All right. There's a training group in on the radio. Always a fun time to see like six or seven new people trying to learn the DJ and the soundboard and like eventually figuring out it's like two buttons and you just need to get those two buttons right every time. But even amidst like 5 to 6 years of doing this, I can't seem to get it right ever. So hopefully that boosts their confidence a little bit, right? Like a veteran like me still makes mistakes. It's like when I see my tech lead mess up at work, except it never happens. Okay, let's see. I need to like get situated. It's been a little bit of a rougher day, so my monologue or my dialogue or commentary, that's the word. That's the when you're talking to yourself, but it's supposed to be important. That's a commentary, right? Might be a little bit less than usual. And the music might be kind of all over the place. It's also the semester just started, so there will be DJs kind of coming in after me, which means I'm about to like try and cater my shows to have all the weird stuff right in the middle, because I still feel kind of bad when like a college student is like hopped off like three Red Bulls coming in and they're like just trying to push through like, you know, their report, and they've come in here to play some like SZA for like an hour and relax, and they come in and I'm just like blasting Subtronics or something, and the speakers are like burning, and yeah, it's just, I don't know, I feel kind of bad about it. So we'll get some of the weirder stuff probably in the middle of the mix from here on out, for at least until the summer. Maybe, who knows, maybe I'll drop it, maybe I'll get so much confidence in my music taste that I want to share it with the whole world, which will never happen, but that is why I have a radio show, so I can share it with a select few like y'all. Okay, let's see. One more. Check. Everything's plugged in. All right, let's get some music going while I get the rest of this set up. Been listening to a lot of Eric DOA recently, especially since he opened for Porter, when I went to go see him. And he's dropping a new album soon. He has a new single that came out. We might play that on the show tonight. It's pretty good. But I wanted to play Sweet Tooth. It's the last track, I believe the last track, yeah, on his album DOA. And I don't know, I really like Eric Doa's writing. He has a lot of like angst and just like childish, you know, display of emotion that I think is very authentic and like, I don't know, real. Sometimes things are just frustrating and confusing, and he does a really good job of like capturing that in his voice, and like the, like, I don't know, like desperation or like anxiety or like those kind of things are just like, he's very like raspy in his voice. I like that a lot. I also just really like this track, because it talks a lot about how like the bittersweet, I think, nature of a lot of interactions or just like life in general is like when someone who, like helps you but probably needs more help themselves, kind of thing. And it like, it stings a bit because you're like, wow, I really do appreciate that, but like, I don't know if I like can reciprocate or if I can be there or whatever. So this song is called Sweet Tooth, and the main line is like, I remind her of a Sour Patch Kid, they don't make them like this, tell you something sweet, feel the pain in your rib. And I just think that's like such a nice, really smooth line, like 1, 2, 3 punch, couple like fun play on words there too. And I think it's a nice kind of capturing of Eric Doa's like style in general. It's a lot slower, a lot less energy than a lot of his other tracks, but the like writing is very much on brand with his writing style. And I guess this song captures a lot of his writing style and that like kind of vocal intonation focus that I was talking about. Look at me yapping about music anyway. Okay. Please play from this computer. Oh my gosh, I caught it, I think, before I was about to hit play. Let's see if we can get Sweet Tooth going. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Great track. Love it a lot. I wish I had more energy and emotional attention this show because, one, I haven't been in radio in like 3 weeks. I think this is like, I missed it. I haven't been in since the 5th. So, yeah, 3 weeks. But also during that track, I kind of came up with like, oh, that would go well into this track and then into this track and into this track. And I would have something to like kind of say and segue into each of them. So I'm going to do my best. But I'm like, I'm so eager to be back in my room. I'm not going to lie. I love radio and I love the studio, but, it's been tough, recently. I would say it's been tough for like the past 2 months for sure. It's been going downhill. We're keeping afloat for sure and reaching out to friends when we needed it, building healthy practices and all that. But it still has been very difficult and very confusing. And I think a main part of that is that like the therapist that I've been seeing recently, I recently just stopped seeing because I kind of found that her input was less than helpful. And like kind of started to recognize that it didn't seem like she was trying as hard in our sessions anymore. Like, I was kind of going through a harder social period, I would say, very early in the year. And then when I got like through that, it seemed like she was less helpful or less interested in my like general kind of depressive symptoms that I need help with. And so now I'm looking for a new therapist, and that's just like a whole hassle because it's like in the meantime, I'm confused and I'm so confused about why everything is confusing. And I was like really hoping that I can like talk to somebody about it. And now I have to like go find a new somebody and like go through a bunch of new somebodies. And that's so annoying because like, what if all the somebodies kind of stink? Or maybe they start great and then they aren't great later, like this one, who is like kind of great at the start, very helpful for some of my social navigation, but like not super great for how I handle like my own internal monologue, I would say, and like deal with my day-to-day life. So that's just been kind of percolating in the background, I would say 24/7. And you can imagine that gets a little exhausting. So definitely very out of it, and that's going to manifest in the show, but I am glad to be here and play music because it's like my favorite thing in the world. I love music so much. Anyway, back to Eric Doa and his writing. Really, really like it. I am going to play. So the segue now is we're going to play the next Eric Doa song, which is the song that just came out recently. He just released it on his birthday, I think. And then we'll go from that into Tracer by Steven. Because both songs are songs that are kind of ambiguously about playing a video game, about like, you know, like a shooter game or something, but then also like a really intimate internal monologue that's kind of going on while you're in this space where it's like, wow, I'm having fun playing this game either with my friends or myself, but I could be doing more, or I shouldn't be feeling like this or something like that. Both songs kind of have that element in them. Then we're going to transfer from that into another Steven song called I Never Stay in Love, which is just very like gritty, very, like raw, I think, and it portrays a little bit of that confusion that I was just talking about. And then from there we would go from that into Zero or 100 by Upsal, which is like definitely along the same lines of like that confusion, like why do I only hate things or love things. I in my head it worked super well, and then I would have like a 1 minute to 2 minute segue for each thing. Instead, I'm just going to explain it fully without playing any music. And then hopefully, like, anyone who was listening remembers that as we move from track to track. That makes sense, Diego. You are so, so with it. I had someone ask why I don't say my name on air. I do sometimes. If you're a new listener, hi, I'm Diego. That's all. But I'm more well-known, I would say, by my stage name, RadyBro2, and or 360 Degrees, probably. I'm probably more known by Diego, let's be real. Anyway, let's get into it. Wow, I've been yapping again. Search and Destroy by Eric Doa, his most recent track, very good. Has elements of like, oh, I'm going into a match with my friends of like this shooter game, but also has a lot of like double entendres into like what perhaps that could mean. And also every once in a while steps out of the game and is just like, wow, I'm maybe not doing super hot, but I love this like moment or this like idea or this thrill or whatever. And it's a fun track. It's actually like super fun. Every time he shows it to someone, there's a really fun video of him showing it to all of his friends or like music producers, and all of them kind of like going crazy at the same time. And I showed it to Alex, my housemate, and we were playing it in the studio, and he kind of had like the same reaction when it got to the part that kicks in. Very fun. So This is a little bit more emblematic, I would say, of Eric Doa's usual work. A little less slow, a little less emotional. Probably still just as emotional, but definitely a lot more charged. So here's Search and Destroy. Pretty good track. I think he also made this in like 3 hours. Scissor, I can see him as a heat dot. Give me a signal, then he'll go missing. You hold the command, sense the mission. I want my soldier to lead a fight. I also love that intro and outro. It's so cool and very, very, very capturing, I feel like, of the kind of modern movement in electronic music right now, especially the less like festival tracks and like, you know, bass head tracks, a little bit more like Pluco-y or the bedroom electronic producers, you know, of lots of like granulated sounds, lots of warping around a singular sample and getting those like repeated cycles of like, voo, 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 you know. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you do. I was so descriptive about it. But yeah, very good track. I love it. And I love when that beat comes in on that like second chorus. So good. Such a nice bop. Let's take a track about playing shooter games with your friends and not really knowing where you're at in life. And maybe go into a track about playing shooter games, I think probably by yourself, maybe with friends, and not knowing where you're at life. This is Tracer by Steven. This is a reference to Overwatch, a really fun shooter. My first shooter game, actually, was Overwatch, and that was an experience because it's definitely much more complicated and weirder than most, but I remember when it first came out, my high school best friend and I, like, bought it right away and played it for, like, 18 hours straight. Like, I just went to his house, and he plugged his computer into the TV, and I plugged my computer into his monitor, like my laptop, and we just played side by side on a game that we can play online at our own homes for like the whole day. Very, very fun. And the character I played day one the most was Tracer, because she's the most fun by far. She blinks around like crazy and can go back in time, which makes like a ton of super fun outplay potential in a shooter game, right? Like if you mess up, you just go back in time and then get the lead on them. I like this track. I think it's fun. And I like how he combines elements of both Tracer's like playstyle and some of the like sound effects slash like cadence of playing that character into the track itself. It was a lot of like she has, you know, running gun kind of SMG style thing. So it's very like pew, 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 pew instead of like a kaboom or something. And I think a lot of the track plays with like a more plucky, a little bit more kind of all over the place style, which is fun. So here is Tracer by Steven. Yeah.
Tracer. I can do anything. Like drop a clip in
All right. Wow, okay, I swapped headsets because the previous one didn't have any sound in the left ear. This one doesn't have any sound in either ear, so let me grab a third headset. Let's see. Testing 1, 2. Oh, so beautiful. I mean, not the sound of my own voice, but just sound in general. I get really annoyed when I can only hear something in, like, one ear. Sometimes my earbuds have, like, a thing where one side will just not change in volume while the other one does. So when I'm, like, turning it up, it just starts, like, blaring in one ear, and the other side I can't hear it, and I need to, like, go through this whole factory reset thing. It's so annoying. So annoying. But anyway, no longer a problem. I can hear myself in both ears now. And hopefully you all enjoyed hearing Tracer by Steven. Really fun artist as well. Other tracks by Steven. I'm going to play one more. I Never Stay in Love, which is probably my favorite track by him. Because it's just so, it's very, I don't know, experimental is maybe not the right word for it, but it's very eerie. It's just very, the vibe of it, it just, like, seeps. I don't know how to describe it. There's a couple tracks that I feel like are their own, like, emotion. That's, like, Trust Fall by Underscores, I Never Stay in Love by Steven. What else? I'm sure there's probably, like, a Frost Children song in there, probably, because they're, like, psychotic. I love them. I don't know how to describe the I Never Stay in Love vibe other than, like, just a lot of angst and a lot of, like, anger that is, like, undirected but probably at himself, but also just at, like, the messiness of, like, all the situations. Very, very good. And I like one of the lines is heart like an ocean, like all over the place or something. I should probably a piece everywhere or something. And kind of just that idea of, like, when it becomes too difficult to, like, not care about people, right, that, like, you probably should no longer care about, not in, like, a terms of, like, even a toxic way. It's like, maybe I don't need to really care about, like, how the people I went to high school with are doing, even though it, like, still crosses my mind and I still have, like, pictures of people that I barely talked to, like, in my room. They sometimes enter my mind and I'm like, wow, I really hope they're doing well. And, like, maybe I can acknowledge that they aren't. And then that makes me sad. And, like, then why am I doing that? Exactly. You know, I don't know where I'm going with this, but, like, kind of that idea of, like, the more people you meet, the more places your heart is at one point, and that means there are more avenues for it to both be defended but also attacked. And it can feel very weary when multiple people that you care about are kind of falling apart at the same time, because now your heart is spread in so many different places that maybe all of a sudden you're now a person that needs to be taken care of. Oh my god, this guy, he is so projecting on the radio show right now. Oh, no, I don't think I actually am with that one, at least, because I just found that line, like, on the walk over here, because I wanted to go through it and make sure I knew what I was talking about. And it just hit me really hard. I was like, wow, that is a really cool concept of, like, everywhere your, like, how tight your community is, that net, like, is a strength in of itself, but also kind of, like, a weakness, because you're tied to so many other places at once. I don't know. Very interesting. Anyway, this is I Never Stay in Love by Steven, one of my favorite tracks by him. You can also check out Stay and Play Me Like a Violin. Actually, Play Me Like a Violin might be my favorite track by him, because it's just, it was the first track I've heard by him, and it's crazy. It's so weird. Anyway, go check it out if you like it, or if you like Tracer, or if you like this one. And then from there, we'll go into Upsol. But here is I Never Stay in Love by Steven.
Something about us don't seem to make sense now. Darling, it's cold out. I never stay in love. Tear me right open. My heart's like an ocean. So many places. I never stay in love. Thank you.
Fact about that song as well is that it is 4 minutes and 4 seconds long, which is kind of fun. 404 is the error for like something not being found on the internet, so when you try to access a part of a network that just like doesn't exist or something, and often just means like you're lost, like you aren't you like thought you know what you were going for and you click it and you get there and nothing's there, and I don't know. Very interesting kind of parallel there. I do believe that was intentional. Like, I think I remember reading that, like, a long time ago when this came out. A long time ago, as in 2020. But also just really love the percussion in both of those tracks. Steven has a really cool, like, orchestration, I feel like. He has a really cool way of organizing sounds together to something really pretty. And I really, really like this track. I love that... like, I want to hold you closely, I want to lose myself in ya, and I want to make you feel good, but I don't need you. And that's, like, a really, like, the pain in his voice when he's saying that is, like, so strong. And I love it, because it's, like, that feeling of wanting to be kind of, like, tethered to something, but not wanting to be dependent, and wanting to support something, but not wanting to, like, mislead, and, like, I don't know. I think I've definitely recognized over this past year that what I used to think was very much a muting of my feelings through depression is basically, I have like a lot of lower spells and then a lot of really strong spells. And, don't worry, I've like looked into it a lot and got some testing and they don't think it's bipolar disorder. And I don't really think so either, because I think both sides just take way too long for the episodes, but like, I just have a really complicated like frame of mind right now, because I feel like I remember a lot more than most people usually remember about like just random things and life in general. And so like I have a very clear picture in my head of times where I'm feeling just incredible doing something and then like also really, really empty doing the like same thing, and trying to figure out like which part is the real you, or maybe both of them, and it's that thing is so unimportant to who you are. You know, like, I'm not trying to be ambiguous. I literally do mean this in like the most abstract sense. This is where my head is at all the time, is like, what does it mean to be an individual? Where am I? Am I real? And are the cordyceps going to take over? Is that the third time I've brought up cordyceps, like, in like a week? People are going to think I actually believe this theory. Maybe I do. It could happen. Who knows? Look into it. Cordyceps are going to take over the planet. It's pretty sick. No, not real. Maybe real. Could be. Depends on if you believe if climate change is real, which we aren't getting into on the show, because then I have to like log it, and that's a whole hassle. Speaking of logging, I should probably do the PSA. And my brother recently has taken up a liking to like hunting material and firearms and like cool gear, like tactical gear for like your body, like stuff that can hold like a bunch of tools and stuff. Not necessarily like military, I would say, just like tactical. So let's see if we can find something like that. It's just on my mind because he sent me a video this morning that was like, we live in two completely different scopes. He's a guard at a like correctional facility right now. And I am like a code monkey at like a government contracting place. So like I wake up and open my Celsius and like put on my pajamas and code from home. And he like goes in and like has to be intimidating in front of some of the like scarier individuals on the planet, which is really interesting. I think that's fun. Plus he's my younger brother, so that's kind of a fun, you know, parallel. Anyway, here's federal law. Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. Yeah, recently, I remember at like a while ago when I wanted to stop being on energy drinks and coffee all the time, I was like, I do need to stay awake. So I found this thing that was like basically like a vape, but instead of nicotine, it was caffeine. And for some reason, my brain was like, yeah, this seems absolutely extremely safe and like federally approved, as if that mattered anymore anyway. Wow, that did get kind of political. I don't have a political stance. I just think it's all nonsense. You can quote me on that one. None of it has been real for like 35 years, probably maybe 6,000, but give or take. So I had one of those, and like I remember trying it, and I was like, I don't really feel more awake, and also I feel like kind of sick. So then I looked into it, and basically like everyone was like, yeah, back in the time of like this cigarette is a light cigarette, or this one is like it doesn't have anything in it. You can just like light it on fire and breathe it in. And basically a bunch of people were like, you probably just shouldn't be inhaling anything that isn't just oxygen. Not to judge anyone's way of life or anything for sure, but like do what you need to do. But I think some people are like, oh, maybe I could smoke rosemary or thyme and then like sleep better. Please don't do that. It's bad for you. Look into it. Be, you know, you are your own body, and it is either a temple or a Midwestern dive bar. No shade at the Midwest. That's my hometown, represent. But I don't know where I'm going with this. My brain is all over the place, as you can tell. Anyway, I think I do want to play that Upsol song. Are we out of the fields? Should we just like get into some really crazy stuff? Maybe. Yeah, we'll get into the crazy stuff. I said I would play some stuff that makes me psychotic. So let's do Crazy by Elohim. This is on Power of Panic. Really, really like this EP. Elohim did a great job. Elohim has really good vocals. Like her vocal performance is just insane. But on this album, she plays around a lot more with like distortion and chopping things up and like making like it. Her voice is still very prominent throughout the entire album, but it is by no means, I would say, like the feature, which is really cool. And also the whole album is just like such a like personal analysis on like how difficult everything is all the time. And I love it. It's called Power of Panic. And one of the tracks called Power of Panic is all about, like, how come it seems like I can get so much energy to be, like, scared or, like, you know, so intensely sad, but I can't put that in the other direction. Like, when am I going to be able to, harness this, quote, power of panic that is within me that can drive me to do crazy things that are terrible for me? Like, why can't I channel that into something? When will I be able to? Something like that. Very cool track. Ticking Time Bomb is also a really cool track. I remember growing up, that was a big, like, analogy I think that I had for myself, is like, I didn't really know how to handle my emotions very well growing up, and so I would just, like, hold them all in. A very male style, I would suggest, probably, but hold everything in and then just, like, pour out once I felt, like, safe or comfortable, or just, like, all just bleh, out. And we're working on that. I think that's still definitely a remnant of how I handle and process things today. But Ticking Time Bomb is very good, like, description, I think, of that. And I think Didn't Sign Up for This is also really good, if I remember correctly. But the one I wanted to play on air, at least for now, is Crazy. And then I had a couple of other ones that we might play some other time. But I really like this one. I really have not been feeling super great lately. Like, full disclosure, my, like, intrusive thoughts have totally come back, and it's been really uncomfortable lately because I felt really good, really confident about my place and what I want to do and, like, my presence and stuff. And now I just feel, like, really, really empty and, like, don't really want to be around anything. And, like, it's been like that for the past month and a half, maybe 2 months, you know. I think I've been saying that on air for a bit now. And this is, like, I can see where that would be really confusing to a lot of other people, because they're like, holy cow, like, you're back. And then all of a sudden you're like, you're not. And the main line in this track is called, if you think I'm crazy, imagine how I feel. And I just think it's so, like, childish, you know, but it's kind of real at the same point. Like, I think a lot of times people do things that are really hard to understand. And if you think about, like, all of the context, you can understand, like, wow, now I'm confused. Maybe they're just confused too, you know? And, like, it's everyone's first time on the planet trying to figure things out. And that is not an excuse to be a jerk all the time. Please consider other people for sure. But I think it is, like, a really, I don't know, like, my brain just totally fried because I got a text from my mom. Sorry, I saw the, like, text notification and my, like, pigeon brain just completely lost all focus. And now I've lost track of everything. But Crazy, what am I talking about? If you're crazy, imagine how I'm crazy. Imagine how I feel, or something. But I really like that line because I think I've often been very, hurt when I don't understand things, and understanding things is, like, really, really important to me. And also making sure that other people, like, I feel like I'm being understood. I focus way too much on that, I would say. But kind of that idea of, like, I feel terrified when I feel like I'm being unexplainable. I don't know if I can do anything about it right now. So then it's even, like, more weird for me, kind of thing. I don't know. I just like that idea of, like, look, I understand this is difficult, but, like, homie, it is difficult for me too, I promise. And it's captured really well in this track where she just kind of, like, whispers it a little bit with, like, her ethereal voice right before the drop, and it gets into this, like, huge crazy sound spiral of nonsense, and captures a lot of the chaos, I would say. Another really good point of the Power of Panic album captures a lot of what I think internal monologue chaos and just, like, being unable to turn off an overactive mind, perhaps, or what many people would call overthinking, is, like, written throughout this whole album of, like, sound or just chaos and cacophony, and I don't know. Very, very cool. Definitely recommend this album. Here is Crazy.
My sleep scars are taste buds bitter. I can't sit still, I don't want to remember. Too many parts, my body's got trauma. I can't think straight when I'm tripping over trauma. You think I'm crazy, well, imagine how I feel. The crazy feeds inside me like a feral animal. You think I'm crazy, well, imagine how I feel.
I'm
devil. God went wild, mixing my file. Here's a little dose, hope it's worth your while. You think I'm crazy, well, imagine how I feel. A crazy face inside me like a feral animal. You think I'm crazy, well, imagine how I feel. A crazy face inside me.
Great track, I love it. So many like rolling respaces too, very very fun. In the vibe of like really really chaotic crazy stuff, no pun intended, I want to play the new remix of Nina Jirachi's Nina Kamina. Wow, that was just such a crazy sentence. Okay, Nina Kamina is a collab between Nina Jirachi and Izzy Kamina, and it has a very kind of like polka-esque vibe to it, honestly. It's electronic, but it has a very like that like Yevon polka, you know, that like electronic track from, I don't know, 2003. But here's like a little teaser of that for now. See what I'm getting at with the polka? Yeah, you get it. Very, you know, ethereal, techie kind of, I'm gonna skip ahead just a little bit. So very fun, very bouncy, very steppy, you know, and, recently an artist that has come to my attention, Kavari, who I think basically is just has like a vendetta against the speakers in general, made a remix of it, and it is super good. I got like instantly hooked on it, but I do think it does confirm that like there's something wrong with me and that I should probably get that looked at. But it does go really hard, and I was looping it like the whole day, and I love it. And there's this really great little like Instagram video teasing it, where it just goes to like crap, like the video just goes super distorted and there's a bunch of like images like blending into each other. And I've honestly just super fallen in love with the whole like Nina Jirachi aesthetic recently. It's been very very fun. But this like remix teaser video is great. There's like Hatsune Miku at one point and she's like dancing and then she just like dissolves into like what turns into text and then like a chessboard. Very very weird. But I think the video will make sense once I start playing this, and you'll also understand why I wanted to play it before the other DJs come in, because it's less than music, I would say. It's more noise for sure, but I love it. So here is Nina Kamina, the Kavari remix. Kavari also has a collab with Rez on Rez's new album. Same vibe. So if you like this, check it out for sure. Put your head on my head. Put your head on my
in the air, seeking refuge in my eyelashes, our lips and on my hair, yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it just a little crazy for a little bit longer. I want to play the new Frost Children track as well, which has no place in the whole like emotional setting that we've developed over the past 50 minutes together. And instead, it's just really good. It's a collab with Haru Nomuri, which is super exciting because she has a super fun style that very much complements Frost Children's, as well as this kind of back and forth between, you know, cutesy and childlike and pure and just like pure angst and metal and crazy and like kind of no in between. And the song is called Deja Vu Des, which is like it'll be okay, or like I'm good, or it's good, you know, like basically just a sentiment that you would say for like, oh yeah, it's like it's okay. And the track goes crazy. I love the initial part. Frost Children does this in general, I think, but so much human sounds, you know, they record a lot of their breath in their like vocal recordings, which I think a lot of artists usually would try and remove, you know, but they play around a lot with like exhaling or, you know, like a very, you know, you can hear like fingers snapping right next to the microphone or something, you know, and lots of very human based sounds and instead of like digital, you know, recreation or recording. And the intro to this is just like a bunch of human sounds kind of all overlaying each other, and it's so cool. I love it. It's a really fun jump into it. Very much reminded me of a Karma Fields track from like 2016. Inspired a playlist of tracks that have a lot of breath in it because I'm insane and I love categorizing things into very micro niche playlists, and that's why we have like a billion of them. But anyway, this is Deja Vu Des and it goes crazy. And if you like it, I definitely recommend checking out more of Frost Children, which you already know if you've been listening. But also check out Haru Nomuri's stuff. Very, very fun. Here it is.
No say so, no blood.
killer track. This probably comes as a major surprise, but I haven't actually invested like any time in learning Japanese, but like I do hear a lot of it because I love Japanese music and do watch anime and like play a lot of Japanese games and stuff like that. So I'm just recognizing now, honestly, not in my previous listens, that the main chorus is just Haru Nomori going, Daijoubu, Daijoubu, Daijoubu Junai, which is like, it's good, like, you good, you good, you good, and like Janai basically just like negates anything, so it's just like not good, and I really like that vibe. It's very, I think it matches the music in the track too. There's a couple parts where there's these like really eerie strings that are just kind of like fading off and spiraling and stuff. It is like I think the English verses too are kind of about like they're telling me how to think, how to feel, and I don't wanna, and very angsty. I love it, so good. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Next show will probably come in during this next song, and in the future, when there is a show right after me, we probably try to coordinate like a smooth exchange. So I'm going to talk about that with them real quick to figure out how they want to do it in the future, once they come in. But you probably will not hear from me again. So hope you have a good night tonight. Take care of yourselves as always. And I don't know, let's play something that you can kind of maybe dance to a little bit, but it's also a little chill. Let's do more Nina Jirachi, honestly. Her Angel Music / Girl EDM Disc 1 just dropped, combination of Girl EDM, the single Angel Music, and the 4x4 EPs, or 4x4 EP. This is Wayside. It is from the 4x4 EP, which I believe is the earliest one, but it's really good. And I don't know, I like it. Good lyrics, smooth vibe. And it's nice to just bop your head to very late in the night when you want something a little bit more energetic, but still not, you know, Daijoubu Junai / crazy, crazy Elo Him stuff. So smoother vibe to take us out. Here's Wayside with Nina Jirachi.
Late night, all up in the car seat, crashing to the palm tree, wouldn't put it past me lately. Sunlight shine upon my window, they know what it don't know.
Being like 5 minutes late, I timed that incredibly well. The show's about to end.